From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Diane Walden is reporting for the Columbia paper. Hecate Energy is reportedly in the process of further shrinking its proposed industrial-size solar facility slated for construction in the town of Coppell. Headquartered in Chicago, Hecate Energy is a developer of solar and wind facilities as well as energy storage projects. In his Hecate update delivered during the July 17th Coppell Town Board meeting, Deputy Supervisor Richard Wolf said he and Supervisor Jeanne E. Mettler met with Hecate partner and Chief Strategy Officer David Wilhelm, Senior Vice President of Environmental and Permitting Diane Sullivan, and Shepherd's Run Project Manager Alex Campbell in June. During that meeting, Mettler and Wolf reiterated the town's two primary objections to the project as currently proposed. One, it's too big for Coppell, and two, the proposed sitting is no good, end quote. Wolf said that while the meeting failed to produce any tangible progress, they had been told the company is currently in the process of revising its plans for Shepherd Run. Wolf said, and I quote, "We do not know when that will be, but we look forward to seeing the revised plan and to further discussions with Hecate representatives," end quote. In response, Project Manager Campbell responded by email, and I quote, "Hecate continues to work diligently to refine and improve the Shepherd's Run project. When we began, the project encompassed 480 acres inside the fence. The current size of the project is 255 acres inside the fence, a 47% reduction. In addition, we improved the project by adding pollinator planting plans with apiaries, creating a robust landscaping plan, and removing the battery storage option of the project. We are proud of this project for doing something meaningful to address the climate change crisis that threatens to impact all of us," end quote. You can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union. The State Employees Federal Credit Union, or CEFQ, and the Capital Communications Federal Credit Union, or CAPCOM, are planning to merge. Once the process is complete, it would create the region's largest financial institution at $8 billion and one of the top five credit unions in the state. Due diligence research and state and federal approval are ahead, but the merger plan was approved July 28th by the institution's directors. Leaders of the credit unions say there will be no layoffs as a result, describing it as a union of two equals. One reason behind the merger was the need to compete as consolidation continues to grow in the credit union industry. Credit unions are similar to banks, offering consumer loans, credit cards, and mortgages, as well as deposits, but they are nonprofits technically owned by the members. You can read the full story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. The COVID-19 pandemic had a significant impact on how public meetings in New York were conducted, making it possible for elected officials and members of the public to participate. As the state's emergency orders for the pandemic are ending and concerns over the rising number of cases and the Delta variant remain, good government organizations are trying to find a way for public meetings to be held with both transparency and safety in mind. Led by Reinvent Albany, those groups called on the state to open government office this week to publish guidance on how public meetings should be conducted. And there are questions over how public bodies at the state and local level would provide accommodations for people with disabilities. The state legislature, for instance, continued to meet through the crisis, though some lawmakers appeared remotely. A meeting of the Senate Ethics Committee earlier this month was proposed and rescheduled for August amid questions over whether lawmakers could attend remotely. The letter states, and I quote, "Ideally, the state will find a way to both resume in-person meetings and ensure remote access," end quote. It goes on to say, and I quote, "The open meetings law strives for maximum transparency, and the end of the COVID-19 emergency must not result in diminished access for the public," end quote. You can read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXE.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice week.